It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now, some of you might still be in that place.
Welcome, everyone, to today's program. This is Deborah Taveras with StopTheCrime.net. And we're very fortunate to have our special guest, Ron Angel, joining us again today. It's extremely important to know how Ron has come by all the information and why he knows so much. And that is because over the years he's interviewed and spoken with many intel that have given him documents and information. And we have certainly posted this information on StopTheCrime.net, so it's available for all of you. And today we are going to be intensifying the discussion on weather warfare and weather weapons and who's doing it, why they're doing it, and the consequences for genocide globally with these weapons. And we must now be completely aware and tell everybody you know this is real. We cannot ignore it any longer. We must do all we can to get this information out. And these are documents that you can download from StopTheCrime.net and get these out to your friends. Take them to city council meetings, county board of supervisors. Get this information out far and wide, because we're going to be talking about a Department of Defense weather program document about the United States Air Force today and their admissions of what they're doing to all of us. Now, Ron, I want to welcome you to the program, but I'm going to kick it off by just going over a few things, and then I will have you jump in. But I think it's very, very important for everyone to understand the reality of the weather weapons upon all of us. And the Air Force and NOAA are chemtrailing, and they're creating storms in Florida, the USA, and the world to generate money in higher insurance premiums for house and car insurance and health insurance. It's a fraud, from theft of federal assets from the once very full and now empty disaster fund. This is insurance fraud and murder in cases of course, drowning people on boats, accidents and car accidents, the massive loss of life and loss of property from the hurricanes Andrew and Katrina, as well as Hurricane Charley and Hurricane Sandy, massive tornadoes in Oklahoma, the Joplin, Missouri, etc. The real estate agents are tied to, of course, weaponized weather assaults on homeowners, and it's tied to torture and murder and fraud. And we need to talk about the thousands of military and civilians running these weather modification programs. They have side businesses, and do they? You've got to find out. Do they have side businesses in construction companies and landscape companies and city agencies? Because someone is making mass amounts of money in creating disasters. And in the instance of rural communities, they're literally being weaponized by weather events that are literally creating the inability for them to return as communities in the United States. And so this is all part of massive land theft. This is all part of reducing our food supply. This is genocide program and massive money for many. So, Ron, I know that we're going to get into the overview of the Department of Defense weather programs document. So if you'd like to kick it off a little bit at this point, I would appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you very much for having me on the show. And what we're experiencing and have been experiencing for many years are these weaponized weather assaults. And we know from this document, which is actually on a NOAA weather site, a website, as well as the Department of Defense weather program. And this,
well, actually, Ron, for the convenience of all the listeners, this will be posted on StopTheCrime.net. We want to make certain everybody can get a copy of what we're talking about. So if people go to StopTheCrime.net to the quick links on the homepage and go to Just Added or hot radio show topics, and you will find the document entitled Department of Defense Weather Programs, the United States Air Force. So, Ron, just for the convenience of everyone listening, also for anyone that cannot download these documents for free off of StopTheCrime.net, you can contact the printing company and ask for a copy for the cost of shipping and printing by calling area code 707-586-9558. Once again, 707-586-9558. You're going to want to have a copy of this document. So, Ron, let's talk about the overview of this Department of Defense Weather Program document. It is unbelievable, and it lists the names of the organizations. There are maps so people will be able to find out what location of the Air Force is operating the weather by the squadrons in their area, and who's responsible for this.
And let's mention the Air Force Weather Agency's Lieutenant General Thomas S. Moorman Building in Omaha, Nebraska, opened April 2008. There's a beautiful little brick building with glass. Looks like they're not getting chemtrails. Blue, beautiful skies with an American flag flying. It should be flying upside down for what they're doing.
Well,
this is weaponized weather.
Yeah, these are genocide programs.
These are genocide programs. Let's talk about bottom of page one, corner. It says Air Force Weather focused on the joint warfighter. In quote, Air Force Weather enables joint warfighters to anticipate and exploit the weather for air, space, cyberspace, and ground operations. Okay.
And then it talks about how they'll have global power, global reach, global vigilance. It talks about Army warfighters and space weather weapons. This is fully engaged. Everyone that's listening, this is fully engaged. And it's no longer the consideration whether we have weaponized weather and controlled weather. It is fully engaged. So
I'm going to tell you also on page, it says here on page 2, the Air Force Weather Operations provide a total force capability employing over 4,100 active duty and reserve combat military and civilian personnel. I repeat, civilian, treasonous, former military personnel. There has been murder of children in Oklahoma with a massive tornado. You have killed children with your weapons. Thou shalt not kill.
They are destroying our country.
In the Bible, thou shalt not murder children. They will meet with massive, massive judgment upon what they've done to children and the world and people in Florida, stealing assets, stealing property. This is running through real estate agents. This is running through developers. This is a redistribution fascist wealth assimilation of very vast proportions, and it's global. Okay, we see the attack on Africa. If you go to page 3, it shows different command centers. The African Control Center, the U.S. NORTHCOM, okay?
They talk about the operational
four different regions. Okay, one is out of North Carolina and South Carolina, for most of the South and the Gulf area, and we have been hit with massive storms. And they can, by the way, make microclimates and create rain over just one house, chemtrailing and biodisasters or tornadoes over just one house.
Okay, so I think need to understand the ability for them to control the weather in a microclimate, as you just said. In fact, I can tell you that is a fact, And people need to understand the directed, specific capabilities of these programs at this point. And that's exactly right. They can create weather events over just one house.
And they can take out one house with a tornado and not the other. We've all seen
that. That's right.
Okay.
That's
this
right.
This is not something that's been developed overnight. We've posted patents on, you know, if you search weather modification, you will see, you know, how advanced this is. They actually have a patent for harnessing solar energy and other forms of electrical energy in space, where they put a tail on the end of a satellite and it generates electricity. I mean, 1 hour of these space harps or ground-based harps is the equivalent to the amount of energy in the bomb, one bomb in Hiroshima. So these weapons turned on for 1 hour has the destructive power of a nuclear bomb that was used in Japan. If that gives people any idea why these weather disasters have been going on and how they've been going on, we now have the document. And I will tell you, there has been FOIA requests recently put out by former military people that have had relatives and friends killed and property damaged. Many former U.S. military people have been harassed with this, creating rainstorms in traffic situations, on highways, disasters of mass car pileups. The fog is created. All of these are assault weapons and weapons of mass destruction. And they
now, you know, I think people, Ron, need to hear that again. Because fog is created, and we're seeing massive pileups. We're seeing massive pileups as a result of snowstorms. And people are not realizing the ability that these technologies now have globally on all of us. I think people think there could not be something as enormous as this. But I've got to just add this. We recently watched The Truman Show with Jim Carrey, and I would recommend everybody watch The Truman Show by Jim Carrey. It's literally real. We are in a virtual reality, and we're massively under mind control, Ron. Wouldn't you say the brainwashing has been pretty successful?
Yeah.
Or we would certainly be able to look up.
They're also using weather to manipulate, using weather to prevent you from doing what you want to do. Here in Florida, they're preventing me from doing, tasks and, you know, yard work or fixing up the house. They can create something just over me. I have videos of this. They're messing with IntelliCast. They're giving false weather reports, causing people to have disasters. Okay? It's torture. It's cruel and inhumane punishment. There's no, they're killing crops. The aluminum burns the crops and the leaves on the plant. Let's get into this document, though. Let's read page.
Absolutely. They
two.
Talk about the organization of this document, Ron, and they talk about how the Air Force Weather is functionally organized under the Director of Weather, and they say in parentheses AF/A30-W, Director of Operations, and then they talk about the Deputy Chief of Staff Operations Plans and Requirements. Now, there are source directions for you to go within this document. I'm not going to read all of the numerical referencing. You can go to stopthecrime.net and read this and download this document. Again, the Department of Defense Weather Programs document. You need to have this. The Director of Weather oversees Air Force wide training, organizing and equipping of Air Force weather organizations to include the following functions: development of doctrine, policies, requirements, and standards for weather support for worldwide Air Force, Army, and Special Forces training and combat operations, evaluation of weather support effectiveness for worldwide training and combat operations.
Yes.
Now, I know
that makes it an international crime against humanity, okay? They used these weapons in France after Jacques Chirac said no to the U.S.'s war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they gave them a heat wave, killing massive amounts of people. They used these weapons in Italy when they weren't on board with the U.S. being in the wars of aggression. They used these weapons on... They used these weapons in Germany as well. You know, and Schroeder was formerly the president of Germany. They used these torture weapons on the German people. They used these weapons on the British people. These are weapons of mass mind control and manipulation because they're using them on people that are not Republican neocons. Plain and simple. If they don't go along with the agenda of global genocide, they themselves will be genocided. That was done once before in Europe, and I was taught in my history class, never forget the Holocaust, because it can happen again. Well, this time the Holocaust is a global one, and it's in your house. Your house is the concentration camp. Until these weather weapons are shut down, turned off, these people testify, say sorry, shut the power down, pray to God that they're not going to go down to the
Well, Ron,
depths of
let's
the earth.
Continue with this document because I can only tell people that this is just an unbelievable document of a complete admission with maps, phone numbers, locations.
Let
everyone know that, again, the management of weather officer enlisted and civilian career fields, and they go on to talk about development and implementation of mid to long range plans for the organization, equipment, manpower, and technology necessary to meet future Air Force, Army, Special Forces, and other Department of Defense energy weather requirements. And they talk about how they advise air staff and subordinate headquarters weather functional managers regarding manpower, career, field management, personnel utilization, training, operations, policies, and procedures, and advocating and field standardization of weather equipment to support worldwide training and combat operations. So this is worldwide. Obviously, they are all working together in many instances, particularly, but I can tell you, Ron, we found on the website of the Kennedy-Belfer website that they were actually hiring PhDs to help with international global governance on weather management because they were concerned that some rogue nations would attempt to control the weather unilaterally, in other words, on their own. So now we have the big muscle of the larger nations that are just absolutely destroying the smaller nations and also the people within their own countries. But I wanted to get into the naming of these locations. So,
yeah, why don't you read that, or do you want me to read it?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and let the audience know about some of these headquarters and some of these...
Okay. Well, we have here the Air Force Weather Agency's top location, Lieutenant General Thomas S. Moorman Building in Omaha, Nebraska. By the way, we're all insurances out of property insurance. So we have massive fraud combined with a massive control center for global weather weaponized assault. There are assaults and batteries, by the way. And then the Air Force Weather Agency consists of a functional management headquarters. And this is on page 2. And this is a 38-page document, by the way. Air Force Weather Agency consists of a functional management headquarters. The first weather group, 1WXG, with 3 subordinate CONUS operational Weather Squadron, OWS, O's. The second weather group, 2WXG, which operates 3 squadrons, 2 at Offutt and 1 at Asheville, North Carolina. The Air Force Combat, oh, by the way, that's where Blackwater XD, and Eric Prince is out of. Okay? Formerly from Holland, Michigan. The Air Force Combat Weather Center at Hubert Field, Florida, which supports the combat weather flight and battlefield weather team through investigation, development, integration, exploitation, you can say murder, torture, harassment, assault and battery, in parentheses, and
that's
training
exactly right.
Across new and existing systems and processes, as well as five detachments and operating locations. The 1WXG commands three operational weather squadrons that conduct weather operations in support of total force, Army, and Air Force operations in the Concus, the 15th Operational Weather Squadron, 15 OWS, at Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Air Force Base in Illinois, the 26th Operational Squadron, 26 O's, at Parksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, Hurricane Katrina, murder, genocide, theft of assets, torture, inhumane cruelty to human beings and animals, children, and the 25th Operational Weather Squadron, 25 OWS, at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona. And by the way, that is the control center for all of South America and all of California. Right out of
now, they talk David. About the they talk about the operations in and when people see CONUS, C-O-N-U-S, think of that as the continental United States, because we have worked with that acronym in the NASA war document. And, Ron, I know we want to stick with this document solely today, but I just want to alert people to the added weather discussions in the NASA war plan as well. That's on the top of StopTheCrime.net, also a free download. We're going to continue with this horrific Department of Defense weather program, United States Air Force document, on the other side of this break.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rentz.com.
Have you heard about Life Change Tea? Major talk show hosts, celebrities, and many others have been talking about the benefits of Life Change Tea. Not a fad, but a choice to enhance your health with an all-natural, non-decaffeinated, non-sugar energy drink that you make at home. For about a dollar a day, you can benefit your health in a way you've never dreamed of. That's why the buzz. Join those who have made the choice for better health. Taste the drink that is changing lives. Read the testimonies at GetTheTea.com. Want to order? Need to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. Appropriate name, I might add. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Say no to sickness and disease. Get your power of health back, but you need to order. GetTheTea.com. Helps with cholesterol, liver disease, Crohn's disease, digestive problems, and much more. That's GetTheTea.com.
With Ron Angel today, and we're discussing a specific document entitled Department of Defense Weather Programs, United States Air Force. And you can get to this document if you go to stopthecrime.net, go to the Hot Links toggle on the homepage, and we'll have it under Just Added, as well as Hot Radio Show Topics. Now, Ron, I want to stay with this document, but I have to make a side junket here, just for a moment, because I know most recently there have been many people that, of course, have been attempting to bring the awareness to the level of climate control that we have. And one of the major concerns that a number of these people have is the detonation. Well, actually, they're talking about their concern of methane releases because of the heating of the ocean. They believe that that is all part of global warming. And, of course, we know that global warming is scientific fraud and that they've built fascist policies and UN Agenda 21 policies that are policies coming right out of the executive branch via executive orders. But in the NASA document on page 88, they talk about detonation of offshore seabed methane hydrate deposits to produce tactical strategic tidal waves against low-lying regions. So could you just address that for a moment, and we'll move back into the other document.
Yeah, it also mentions something, I believe, on page 37, but I'm not pretty sure. But yeah, that is, people have to understand methane under the immense pressure of the water is a frozen solid, even in the Gulf area and in the Caribbean, in where the Bermuda Triangle is. It's frozen like, you know, like liquid, it's like an ice. And it heats up, and it has heated up in the past in the Bermuda Triangle, with the sun and the shallow waters, the water heating up. It has heated up in the past, and it heats up, and it turns into a gas, and it will begin to bubble, almost like a lava dome. And by the way, Yosemite is a lava dome that they have, can heat up with the HAARP as well, or have deep nuclear weapons underneath. But anyway, methane heats up, and it lifts up the earth or the bottom of the ocean with the water on top. And it will release, just as if you had a balloon and you popped it. It'll pop, and it'll, you know, lift up, and it'll be like a tsunami. And it'll take everything down with it. Now, they mention this creating disasters, but they don't mention how they're going to create disasters on page 88. They would be using space-based Star Wars weapons created under Reagan and Bush to heat up the frozen methane, turn into a gas bubble, and create disasters like the Haiti earthquake that could have easily turned tidal wave. And so we have to keep aware that at any time, any moment, they can do this. They could also heat the methane where the BP oil spill was. Do the same thing there, lifting up the ocean bottom and then dropping it down, creating massive, disastrous global pollution with the introduction of the BP Nalco Core Exit 9500. That was the chemical dispersant used. You can search. I use www.xap.ch. I use that search engine because they guarantee global anonymity, as well as not, you know, you get harassed from your Google searches by
Google is part of the military, Ron.
It's part of NASA. It's part of the Department of Defense. They will harass you with weaponized weather events by your Google search.
And also directed energy weapons, such as the different laser technologies, et cetera. And they are doing this, as we both know, to thousands of people throughout the United States and globally. Thousands of people are victimized by directed energy weapons.
If you look at the NALCO Core Exit 9500 document, it, by the way, came out of Naperville, Illinois, very close to where Fermi Lab is in Warrenville. Naperville, Illinois, BP headquarters is where the old Shell Oil headquarters used to be, right across the street from AT&T's headquarters, or it was there. The offices never were filled because they automated most of AT&T, so they built all these offices. So NALCO, Core Exit 9500, you can get a chemical disclosure, and I have a copy. It's been pulled down now, and I will give that to you. It's so toxic, they recommend not using it. And what they did with it is, as the oil was coming out of the well, they were mixing this, and they were spraying it in the air, too. And it turns the oil into hard rubber, and it falls like a tire to the bottom. So there's all these little tar balls of, like, napalm-like substances at the bottom of the ocean. And so they're still there. And this washes and moves with current and will always be this way in the Gulf of Mexico. And it's moving material all along the eastern coast.
People also became quite ill.
That's right, because it removes the oxygen from the air. It asphyxiates. It's an asphyxiating agent, okay, whereby you would die from, you have to suspect a lot of, cause heart attacks, of course, because your heart has to work harder. That's correct. Anyway, enough about all that. I'm just saying they can use these directed energy weapons to cause massive problems. And that was a distraction. It was our Gulf War. It was the BP oil spill, and it will have decades-long impact on the fish and wildlife. And then notice later, California gets the Fukushima radiation. So we're under attack for the very weapons that our hijacked military. Our hijacked military has been hijacked by multinational conglomerate corporations for private enterprise gain, wealth gain. And many of the politicians have offshored their money and are treasonous, okay?
Well, Ron, I want to get back into this document because I'm looking on page 2, and they talk about the Air Force weather is organized in a 3-tier structure to maximize capabilities that can be accomplished in the rear area via reach-back technology. This minimizes forward presence on the battlefield, making light and lean presence consistent with the overall U.S. Air Force vision for contingency operations in the 21st century.
And I'd like to go to page 3 because the photograph on page 3 breaks down the different regions of weather control. And it says here, Operational
We're going to continue this, Ron, on the other side of the break. Everyone, stay tuned. You've got to get this document off of stopthecrime.net and circulate it with everyone you know. We're under massive weather wars attack. These are the documents that tell you that.
Whether your alleged government has told you or not, America has been receiving nearly nonstop airborne radiation in one form or another from Fukushima for 3 years in March. And now with the radioactive polluted mass of the Pacific Ocean about to hit the entire West Coast, you must prepare yourself. The tragedy of Chernobyl resulted in the development of one of the most potent fighters of radiation poisoning known. It's called BioAge Superfood, a blend of the four most powerful immune-building, radiation-protecting, Chernobyl-proven algaes on the planet. Grown in Kamchatka and imported to the U.S., I have taken BioAge Superfood for nearly 3 years and would never be without it. Go to BioAge.com, mention Rents, and get 10% off this essential immune-building product. That's BioAge.com, and mention Rents for a 10% discount. BioAge.com.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book Anti-Aging Cures: Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the Rents icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
About weaponized weather. We have been discussing how communities have been devastated and people are making massive profits on reconstruction. We've been talking about how the weather manipulations have caused severe flooding, drought, certainly the drought that we're experiencing here right now in California, all of the snowstorms and heat waves and tornadoes in Colorado and Oklahoma. We've spoken about earthquakes and hurricanes, and we've mentioned HAARP to the degree that HAARP is certainly involved in this weaponization. But, Ron, I'm just going to throw this. There is, and I'm just going to throw this out, Ron, for the listeners, because we just posted this on StopTheCrime.net, and I want to make sure everybody gets to this. We have exposed the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Protection, and they are a cover for disguising the weather weapons programs and the results of illnesses due to the results of weather. And the CDC has a website where they talk about the consequences of global warming and the events of that we'll certainly will all face if we do not reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. And of course, everyone thinks and believes that the CDC is an organization that bases safety and standards for our benefit. It does not. It is a corporation. It is listed on Dun & Bradstreet, and they are for-profit, and they admit to all of the weather-related damage and the consequences to human health. So go to stopthecrime.net under our just added link and read Exposed, the CDC tricking the people again. The CDC calls for caution on cell phones. That is, of course, absurd. They know that the frequencies are damaging people. But, Ron, let's continue with this document because this is so critical for people to realize. This is the hard evidence.
Page 3 is the definitive fingerprint of the criminal doing this.
That's right.
And the location of their weather weaponry assault. Okay, if you look at that, it says number 15, Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. They run the Canadian-U.S. Operations. It looks like Pennsylvania, all the way maybe, I can't really see perfectly here, but maybe to
Minnesota.
Minnesota to Pennsylvania, all the way northeast. Okay, that's controlled from Illinois. 25 is out of the, is all Canadian weather operations, all the way down to the Baja Panama Canal, part of Panama Canal area, and some of Mexico. That's out of Arizona. 25 is everything south Pennsylvania, the Caribbean Islands, it looks like. Some of the Caribbean Islands, not all. Florida, for sure. Looks like it takes part of Texas. That's controlled out of South Carolina Air Force. I can't read it because it's blurry. They made it very blurry intentionally. But they have phone numbers. You could probably make out if you really look.
Well, Ron, I just want to let people know what you're referring to. And below, above what you were just discussing, is a map of the globe, and it shows the Air Force Operational Weather Squadron areas of responsibility. These are the areas and how they are designated for weather weapons, assaults, and attacks upon the globe. Every single one of us is in this map. And we're being assaulted by these weather weaponized weather events. In fact, on the next page, Ron, they talk about Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Well, first let me finish this.
Yeah.
Operational Weather Squadron. Six operational weather squadrons, and those are the six.
Seven above.
Yeah, six operational weather squadrons (OWSs) form the backbone of regionally focused reach-back weather operations providing a variety of weather forecast products and support and are deployed into the area of responsibility. AOR supports Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine, Guard Reserve, and regional combatant commanders providing operational weather support. Okay. And keep going here. I mean, we have seen so many. I mean, I think everyone maybe remembers the devastation in Joplin, Missouri, and also the devastation in Oklahoma with the schools that were destroyed, with children that were killed in those schools. Everyone should be outraged at the fact no one in the military has stepped up to the plate to expose this. It took, so many years for people to realize and decide what is the cause of all the U.S. flooding, insurance fraud, rising insurance costs, okay? If people think they're going to make money in the construction industry,
they're actually falling in to a trick. They themselves will be destroyed. And you can see a pattern where people were led to Florida for the construction industry just to be killed, obviously, with these different hurricanes in waves of genocide. And they'll draw more people to Florida, and it'll get covered up again because people flock to the warm weather. It's a trick. They're covering up huge genocidal crime.
That's exactly right.
And there is no statute of limitation on fraud, financial fraud, real estate fraud, murder, attempted murder, threats of and witness intimidation. It is all active for all the governors prior in Florida that have covered this up. Period.
Now, Ron, I wanted to continue with this document because we're nearing the conclusion of the show, and I know that we'll have to spend some more time so that the listeners can understand the dire consequences that we all face. But they also talk about NASA in this document as well, and how they're complicit with these weather crimes as well. And but I want to talk about the reserve component. They talk about the reserve component is comprised of the Air Force Reserve Command and the Air National Guard, and the Air Force Weather continues to integrate these forces to more closely align with weather force operations, and that the Air Force Reserve Component weather personnel augment the reserve component at all levels. And they go on to talk about the various different military operations and identify who they are and what they're doing. They talk about weather forecast modeling. Now, we've got to talk about weather because we're being lied to every day.
I would really like to mention page 6. It talks about their training, and it talks about Air Force weather officers are all university graduates with a bachelor's degree in meteorology. Many of those go on to obtain a master's degree in meteorology or related subjects through the Air Force Institute of Technology advanced degree program. And let's note that they become weathermen and weather cover-up artists. Aiding and abetting a crime is a crime, period. They are guilty of murder, each and every one of the weather people.
Well,
that cover
they're participating
this up.
In genocide
each,
using weather weapons, Ron.
But it's a crime. Aiding and abetting is a crime. It is just like any murder. Aiding and abetting, they are as guilty as the murderer. It says here on page 6, after completing basic military training, Air Force enlisted forecasters receive technical training in aviation, meteorological observing, analysis, and forecasting through the 335th Training Squadron, Weather Schoolhouse at Keesler Air Force Base in Missouri. Both officer and enlisted Air Force weather personnel receive additional training in areas of tropical weather analysis and forecasting, weather satellite imagery interpretation, Doppler weather radar operation, interpretation of weather effects, and electro-optics weapons system. Electro-optics weapons system. Okay, so they're actually talking. Now, here it says here they have components. Allied countries operate out of...
they're collaborating with U.S. and allied
Sagamore
countries.
Sagamore Hill, Massachusetts, Olam Air Force Base, New Mexico, Kilauea, Hawaii, San Vito, Italy, and Learmonth, Australia. Let's assume that any one of those locations can hijack the U.S. weather operations and then control everything from a remote location whereby the U.S. is then being taken over by a foreign country, which they were foolish enough to allow it to be interfaced, okay? Just like a remote-controlled computer, PC anywhere, okay? Don't think it can't be done. And then here it goes on page 6.
Now, Ron, we're screeching down to the last minute of this program today. And I just want to go over where everyone can get this document again. It's going to be posted on stopthecrime.net. Go to the quick links on the homepage. Go to Hot Radio Show Topics. Department of Defense Weather Programs is the name of this document. United States Air Force. You've got to get this out to absolutely everyone you know. All of the groups that have been, of course, exposing these weather weapons need to know about this document. Likely they do not. And, Ron, I just really want to thank you for being on the program today. We're going to have you back very soon so that we can continue going through this horrific document that is letting everyone know the weather weapons programs and what they're doing to all of us. Ron, thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now, some of you might still be in that place. You're trying to get out. Just follow me. I'll get you. You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before.
In 2007, one man, Mike Dillard, made five predictions which forecasted the 2008 economic crisis and the pending Eurozone collapse. Three brand new, shocking, must-watch videos with predictions for the coming year. www.thethreevideos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.thethreevideos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.thethreevideos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse. Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.